13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.
Hello, it's Bex here, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people. This week, you can hear my chat with the awesome Claire Balding about her very fun guide to the animal kingdom, where your favourite animals go head-to-head. It is Animal All-Stars. Now, I started off by asking her, by combining sport and animals, writing this book must have been a dream come true.
I know the two things that I love most in the world, and that's the sort of reason behind wanting to create a book that was stuffed full of amazing facts, but sort of sporting facts about animals. So if all the fastest animals in the world lined up in a 100-meter running race, who would win? And not necessarily running, actually, just a 100-meter race. If they all had a strength competition, who would win? Who's got the best agility? Who's got the greatest superpower? There are all sorts of stuff about wild animals, about incredible birds, about creatures of the sea. But also, I think about domestic animals. There's a bit of information on cats and dogs. And my two cats, Button and Eric, they really like it when I'm working. So they like to, particularly Button likes to walk all across the keyboard and write sentences of her own. So I thought, well, if you're going to do that, let's just make you part of the book. So they've got a role to play as my reporters, my intrepid reporters, in this imaginary multi-sport octathlon, so an eight discipline event in which all the animals participate.
Yeah, all of the events are awesome. You've got, like you say, you've got the 100 meter dash, you've got weightlifting, you've got the big swim. But what I like is that, you know, when I think, for example, of fastest animals, I think, I guess, a cheetah and a leopard racing. But you don't go there. You go for like bizarre animals that you wouldn't think would compete against each other.
Yeah, so Maud the sloth is in that speed race. And you might be thinking, well, what's the point of putting a sloth in there? Of course, they're not going to win it. But they actually have amazing things. She's only, right, if she goes at her top speed, Maud, she can only do about 4 meters per minute. You know, putting that against the peregrine falcon, who's going 390 kilometers per hour, you know, super, super fast. But she's got an amazing thing she can do. She goes much faster than that if she's going through water, and she can hold her breath for 40 minutes. 40 minutes. I know.
I read this in the book and I was like, 40 minutes? I had no idea about this. Was that a fact that you learned for the book that you were surprised by? Was there any other facts that you were shocked by?
Loads. And I was talking to some children yesterday all about the book, and we were discussing, you know, they knew stuff like who's the fastest land animal. They know that's the cheetah, and they know the peregrine falcon is the fastest animal overall. But they didn't know, I was asking them about, there are these really incredible hunting dogs, canine hunting dogs, who communicate with each other. And I said, how do you think they communicate? And they were, you know, guessing with barking or, you know, howling. I said, no, it's sneezing. There's this really weird thing they do, that they sneeze, and that sends out communications, and they all then sort of join together to try and catch their prey. So there's tons of stuff that I learned that I didn't know, but also things that I know that I put in. So that fact about the underwater swimming for the sloth, I know that there was underwater swimming at the Olympics when they were in Paris for the first time in 1900, because that's just something I know. And I know loads of random facts about the Olympics. So there's stuff that I put in that's, you know, from my kind of weird data bank knowledge. And there's other things that I'm learning. And every time I keep rereading the book, there's bits I've forgotten. I was like, oh, I forgot that.
It's so funny you say that, because the bit that really caught my attention as well was that ravens use sign language. That's how they kind of connect with each other, which I didn't know before I read the book.
Yeah. And also there's the animals that have memory, that can actually remember things really, really well and recognize faces. So the carrion crow, for example, on the most intelligent animals, you're kind of thinking, right, well, surely a maths as well. But given that we're destroying the planet, I'm not sure we are that intelligent, to be honest. But yeah, there's all sorts of things, like the octopus is really intelligent as well, and the pig, and the rat is really clever. And some of those can solve puzzles and they can remember things, they recognize faces. And some it's because they can display empathy, which takes emotional intelligence. So I really hope there's stuff in there that, you know, that is interesting for young readers, but also for adults. They're going, oh, I didn't know that. So if you read with your kids, you're learning things as well.
Oh, for sure. Were there any particular animal pairings and races that you surprised yourself by putting in there? Was there a kind of competition where you were like, oh, I don't know why I'm putting these animals together, but it kind of works?
Oh, well, the dung beetle against the gorilla in the strength competition, and indeed the ants. You'd think, well, why? Yeah, they can't compete with each other. Yes, they can. So yes, again, lots of different, and hopefully then bringing out the way that talent and skill is different in everyone. It's a celebration of, you know, what is strength? What is strength lifting the heaviest weight, or is strength lifting the heaviest weight in comparison to you, your body weight? So I think in that sense, yeah, I hope it's celebratory. I mean, for example, in the obstacle race, the fly, the humble house fly, it doesn't even have a name. It's the only animal in the whole book that doesn't have a name. There are facts about, you know, their reaction time is faster than any creature on the planet, the fly is. They can react six or more times faster than us, and they have a flicker fusion rate. So that is the how fast images are sent from the eye to the brain, and they are super, super fast. It's amazing. No wonder we can never quite catch flies.
You must be dead happy as well. There's a great cartoon of you through the book as well, which looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm really happy. So the boy Fitzhammond has done the illustrations for this. And I particularly like what he's done with Button and Eric, actually. I think they're really great. So Eric, because Eric, he's not as active as Button is. He's quite lazy. So he, in the book, this comes across as he's like the Zen figure, very calm, he gives little motivational speeches, but he doesn't really do anything. He's very, you know, take it easy because you've got time. Don't worry, you've got time. But yeah, that was fun to put them in and have them as part of it.
It's a really fun way of getting more facts in there as well, isn't it?
Yeah. And he talks about mental agility and breaking down when you've got big tasks that you're worried about, breaking them down into smaller chunks or spreading it out over a number of days or getting a friend to help you out. He's sort of practical with his advice. But yeah, he's the kind of cool, the guru of it all. Whereas Button's just full of facts. She's got lots of information that she wants to share with you.
Thank you so much, Claire, for telling us all about Animal All-Stars. And yeah, it's such a fun book and such a fascinating book as well. So thank you so much for it.
Thank you.
That was the rather brilliant Claire Balding about the release of her brand new book, Animal All-Stars. You've been listening to Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people. And remember, you can hear more outstanding authors like Claire on the Fun Kids Bookworms podcast with me, Bex, every other Wednesday. See ya.
Thirteen-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.